What do you want?
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, I need to be sure that you guys don't charge my account for that pots and kettles and pots and whatever it was. The ultimate non-stick cookware.
Okay, so what is your zip code?
30189.
All right, sir, what is your first and last name?
Last name is Melly, Melle. The first name is Anthony.
You said 30189.
Correct.
Right, give me one second. Give me one second, sir. All right, sir, how do you spell your last name?
Melle.
I'm not finding anything under there. What is your email address, sir?
One voice, the number one. Voice, VOICE, Atlanta, at Gmail.
Oh, you say one, the number one voice, Atlanta.
Yeah, one voice, Atlanta.
At one voice, Atlanta.
It's just one voice, the number one voice. Atlanta at Gmail.
Give me one second, sir. All right, sir, I'm not finding you under our thing. Can you? I'm gonna try one more way to look for you. If this doesn't work, you will have to call your bank and see if that was the, if this was the right customer support number.
Are you associated with the ultimate non-stick cookware deal?
Yes, sir.
I mean, they just debited $7 and some odd cents, and then I read the fine print. Hang on, let me see. It was
Did you have a order number in your email for it?
Yeah, hang on one second. I'm trying to find that. Hang on, I got that somewhere. Because I was on the phone with Walmart making sure. This was not a that I didn't want to get scammed. Let's see. Cookware. Hang on, I'm finding it. Screenshot. I'm looking for the confirmation number. Dang it. Confirmation receipt was 12882.
Didn't it, in that email, didn't have an order number for you? Because that we wouldn't have it with a confirmation number.
Okay, hang on. Let's see. Confirmation number. Hang on, let me make sure that this is you guys. The only thing I have is a confirmation receipt, 4387. I don't know if that helps you.
Doesn't, unfortunately.
Hang on. So I'm looking.
You say onevoiceatlanta@gmail.com, correct?
Say that again.
You say onevoiceatlanta@gmail.com, correct?
Correct. The number one.
Yeah, the number, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
And this was an order today.
Yeah, it was debited my account for $7.60 some odd cents.
Okay, I can't find you here.
Let's
My
see. Hang on. It was $6.95 today. And it was extraordinary quality was the company that debited
yes,
my
sir.
account.
I do understand that. And I don't doubt that it is us. But as far as the number that is under there, that
Right.
might be the main customer support number, and it might be under a different number if you call your bank institution, and they can give you the right number for the right customer service.
Hold on.
Because
So you're just looking for some kind of confirmation number, right?
yeah, and we have different companies that's under different things, and so far the information that you gave me under this one, it's not under here. It might be under another one, but as far as now, I won't be able to know without the right, without the what you call them, the right number, basically. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, something that relates to what you're doing
Yeah.
as far as looking for this. Hang on. All right, so another one says confirmation receipt 12882. I don't know if that helps you. I took
Unfortunately,
a
it does not.
screenshot of that. One, two, eight, 2.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you verify your email address? I mean, not email address. Can you
Say
verify your
again.
shipping? Can you verify your shipping address?
It's 1716 Indian Ridge Drive, Woodstock, Georgia.
No, it's not. That's not it that I see here. When you gave me that, I put it in there for the order ID, and it came up Anthony Smith, but nothing like that.
See. Cookware, VM1, MasterCard. I was just on the phone with Walmart corporate trying to. with me. I'm trying to find a couple of things. 12882. I thought that would work. Didn't work. Contact us. The number that is offered is, I don't know where that goes. Okay, so hang on. Let me see something here. First 22 months warranty. I don't think this is you guys.
So my best bet was for you to do is tomorrow morning call your bank institute and see what and see exactly what's the right number, and you can give us a call that morning as well when you get off the phone with your bank and see
what number would the bank be offering me.
The customer support number that's under that that's under the actual product and not the company.
So the customer support number, are you talking about the phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
So I think it's 866-202-9938.
Yes, sir. That is most likely the main company number and not for the actual product. Basically, if you understand what I'm saying, you know how you would go to Amazon and you order something online, and
yeah,
instead of calling Amazon, you would call the person that you got it from.
Right.
That's what it would be like.
Okay.
So
is there any way to get back to you?
Yeah, when you call your bank and they give you that number, you'll get in contact back with us, and we'll have the right information to look you up under that number. But the number that you called,
okay,
is not under there.
All right, I'll do my best to come up with that, and I've got your number here as well on my phone, so I can call. All right, I do appreciate you calling me back.
Yes, sir, no problem.
All right, thank you for your help.
No problem, sir. Thank you again for calling customer service. No, you
all
too.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.